The Religion of Christ, March 28, 1899. There are many intelligent men who mean to be Christians and who think they are Christians, but they deceive themselves. Their religion is not after the order of Christ, but is a shadow of some other man's mind, and does real harm to the cause of truth when brought into connection with the work. If these persons would study the work of Christ, they would discover that they act out the attributes of Satan rather than reveal the beauty and lowliness of the meek and lowly Jesus. If in their work something arises that cuts across their plans, they place all the strength of their being on the enemy's side. They become unkind and unfeeling. They make unholy decisions and act in a way that hurts souls nigh and afar off. They lie against the truth while claiming to believe. They think their position demands that they be firm and very zealous, and they speak as they feel, in a harsh, cutting manner, and having once spoken their opinion, they will maintain it at any price. The heart of flesh seems hardened to a heart of steel. These men misrepresent the religion of Jesus Christ. By the heavenly universe, as well as men, it is seen that they have not renewed, sanctified hearts, but are rough and coarse in disposition, unsympathetic, unkind, uncourteous, unchristlike. A man may think he is a Christian and that he is doing an essential work, and yet do that work with such a spirit that it proves he is no Christian. He may do his work in such a way as to stir up the worst passions of the human heart. It is possible for a man to think himself a Christian and yet have entirely incorrect ideas of Christianity. He may believe the truth, but his faith is not a faith which works by love and purifies the soul. At times, he may speak the truth as it is in Jesus. He may be kind and deal with equity. He may have right ideas and at times come to correct decisions in regard to the work. But if any fault is found with him, if someone ventures to correct him, he covers himself with zeal as with a cloak and pours forth such bitterness that the attributes of Satan are revealed in him. He may have ability to teach others, to educate the young or deal with the erring. But self in him is strong, and when unfavorable circumstances arise, he will show that he lacks self-control, and the old habits and practices, awakening into life, will carry him on with a zeal that is not according to knowledge or sound Bible principle. Bitterness is cherished against souls who are the purchase of the Son of God, and when through misconception his own spirit is brought into exercise, his unchristlike disposition manifests itself against those who are innocent. How can God look upon such a man with pleasure? Will he not punish for these things? God has represented this work in his word, saying, "Ye have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed the diseased with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad." Ezekiel 34, verse 21. This is the course many have pursued. They have driven the weak on to Satan's battleground, to be tempted, to falter, and to fall. When the judgment shall sit and the books are opened, these men will be called to account for the blood of souls that is upon their garments. In that day God will ask them, "Who hath required this at your hand?" Isaiah 1, verse 12. They will then see that they have done a work that God has not required of them. For a time the work may not show the result of such a course of action, for God works to preserve the honor of his cause. But if after messages of mercy and warning are rejected, these defects will become apparent, alienation will be aroused, distrust awakened. Those who have connected themselves with these men will find themselves losing in personal piety and faith in Christ, that their characters are becoming molded after a wrong pattern. Temptations will be many and strong to be unmerciful, unsympathetic, untouched by the feelings of others' infirmities. Instead of learning in the school of Christ, they are being educated in wrong ways by teachers whose defects of character will close the gates of heaven upon them. A course of action should be pursued that will inspire faith. The spirit of Jehu will never bind human hearts together. This lesson men are slow to learn. It is not safe to bind our interests up with a Jehu religion, for it will result in bringing sadness of heart upon God's true workers. It was a sad day for Jehonadab when he was lifted up by the hand of Jehu to a place in his chariot, to understand his zeal for the Lord and the principles which moved him to action. God can give Jehu a work to do under his hand, but he has not left any of his servants to do the work of punishing the men who will not heed his warnings and reproofs. His workers cannot do this with success. The Holy Spirit abiding in the heart will lead the erring human agent to see his own defects of character and pity the weakness of others, to forgive as he wishes to be forgiven. He will be pitiful, courteous, and Christ-like.